Hello, my friend. Welcome to Life Changers. This is Dr. K.B. Abraham. In today's message, I like to focus on this theme, maximize your potential. Again, maximize your potential. Usually in major restaurants, before they serve the main course of the meal, they would serve what is called an appetizer. The appetizer is meant to, just as the word indicates, appetize the patron for the main dish ahead. The restaurant doesn't expect patrons to fill their stomach with the appetizer. In one instance, Christ shared a story and some general information about prayer that will appetize people for some great spiritual blessing which he wanted them to have. This incident is recorded in Luke chapter 11 from verse 5. Let me read to you this passage. Suppose one of you shall have a friend and shall go to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me from a journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And from inside he shall answer and say, Do not bother me, the door has already been shut, and my children and I are in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. Tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, yet because of his persistence, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. And I say to you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Now suppose one of your fathers is asked to buy his son for a fish. He will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he is asked for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? First, Christ shared the story of a man who persistently knocked at the door of his friend until his friend got out of his bed, opened the door, received him, and gave him food that he needed. Then Christ introduced 3 principles in reference to prayer. The principles are seek, knock, and ask. In the story that Christ shared, this man is seeking food for another friend of his who was in need. So he came and knocked at the door of a third friend who had food and asked him for it. Initially, it was botheration to his friend who was sleeping. His friend didn't want to get up because it would disturb his children. But because his friend kept knocking and did not give up, he got up and gave him what he needed. After sharing this story, Christ asked a few questions to his disciples. Question number 1. Will a father give his son stones if the son asked for bread? Question number 2. Will a father give his son snakes if he asked for fish? Question number 3. Will a father give his son scorpions if his son asked for eggs? You might wonder why Christ asked these questions. Well, let us find out. Christ shared all these after he taught his disciples the model prayer. We read this in the beginning portion of chapter 11 of Luke. So first he taught them what to pray in general terms, then how to be persistent and be specific with their prayers. Among the specific things, he shared some things that are of foremost importance. Notice verse 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? The specific blessing is the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Now notice the phrase, how much more? Have you ever wondered why Christ said this? Well, one reason is that we live in a world where people minimize the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So Christ is encouraging them to ask for an abundance of blessings in the Holy Spirit who can maximize their potential. He was also assuring them that the Father will give the Holy Spirit in abundance to everyone that asks. As we read through the scripture, we will find that the disciples experienced this abundance in the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. We read in Acts chapter 2 from verse 1, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost." When we look through the scripture, we find that there were many who were filled with the Holy Spirit. One of the first examples is Joseph. We read in Genesis chapter 41 and verse 38, "And Pharaoh said unto his servants, Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is?" Joseph, in his lonely life in Egypt, as a slave, sold by his own brothers, found this marvelous blessing from God. His extraordinary abilities to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh was due to this anointing that rested on him. In Numbers chapter 11 from verse 16, we read about the anointing that rested on Moses. "And the Lord said unto Moses, I will come down and talk with thee there, and I will take the Spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them." God anointed 70 elders of Israel, sharing the anointing that was on Moses. Again, as we continue, we will find many others who were filled with the Spirit. In Judges chapter 3 from verse 9, we read, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon Othniel, and he judged Israel." Judges chapter 6 and verse 34 says, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon." Judges 13 and 25 says, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson." Judges 11 and 29 says, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jephthah." 1 Samuel chapter 11 and verse 6 says, "The Spirit of God came upon Saul." 1 Samuel 16 and verse 13 says, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon David." In 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 9, we read Elisha praying for a double portion of the Spirit. Verse 15 of the same chapter says, "The Spirit of Elijah rested on Elisha." In Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 5, prophet Ezekiel says, "The Spirit of the Lord fell upon me." The list continues with many others who are filled with the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, God filled special individuals with His Spirit so that they can be effective leaders, or so that they can be His mouthpieces, as were the prophets. When we come to the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is given for some special purposes. In Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, we read, "When ye shall receive power, ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." This word from Christ preceded the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which followed in Acts chapter 2. So the primary reason for the infilling of the Holy Spirit is to become effective witnesses for Christ. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, Paul the Apostle said, "Walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh." In other words, the Holy Spirit anointing deters sinful living as long as a believer walk in the Spirit. Thirdly, Paul tells us that if we have the Holy Spirit in us, we will enjoy love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, which are all the fruits of the Spirit. We find this in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 27. Then the Holy Spirit can lead us. We have the example of Philip, who was led by the Spirit in the Acts of the Apostles, and many such examples from Paul's life. According to Gospel according to John chapter 14 and verse 26, the Spirit will teach us. Jesus said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you." John 7 from verse 37, we read, "He can flow out of the innermost being like rivers." John 14 and 26, "He will bring all things to our remembrance."